You join Vance and I standing in the middle of a field in southwest London. Yes, there is such a thing. I'm standing in the middle of the old deer park, that's not the park with the deer, on the outskirts of Richmond. And my reason for being here is that in 2 days' time, my best friend from university, Mark Bowden, is getting married. And I'm the best man. And since I can't read a speech from notes, I need to learn it. Now, I've had two runs through. The first one didn't go that well, and the second one was quite a bit better. So, I want to try and record it now so that I can, well, demonstrate how far it would have improved, hopefully, by the time I get to 2 days' time. I'm not going to post it on the internet, of course, now, in case anybody listens to it, but for anybody listening after the wedding, I hope you enjoy this. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me enormous pleasure in welcoming you here and thanking you for coming together to celebrate the marriage of my good friend Mark and his wonderful wife Ching Ching. I know that many of you have travelled a great distance to be here today. Not just to hear my speech, but also to wish the happy couple well as they embark on the great adventure of marriage. Now, I must confess that I'm not the world's most natural speaker. And this is made worse by the fact that I can't actually read my own notes. But this is where you come in. Here I have some cue cards, and when I hold them up, I want you to tell me what I'm going to say next. Let's give it a go. Doncaster, the undisputed gem of South Yorkshire, gateway to the north, and home of TV's Open All Hours. Doncaster is, however, known for one other thing. It was the birthplace of our hero of today, the groom, Mark Bowden. Mark was born in Doncaster a very, very, very long time ago to Welsh and Yorkshire parentage. In the years that followed, he did lots of interesting and amusing things, some of which I'm sure would have been quite good for a best man speech. However, unfortunately, I wasn't there and Mark wouldn't spill the beans. So, any anecdotes in today's speech are from the time that I have known Mark, through our 3 years together at the University of York and the time subsequent to that. I did, however, want to test my view of Mark, make sure that I was painting the right picture, with some of his friends. And so on the night before his stag do, I asked two of them, "What would you say if I said Mark?" Now, when all the rudeness, the abusive words, the slander, quite frankly, died down, they said, "He hugs people. He hugs people, and he's nice." Now, niceness comes in many forms. There's the bouncy, exceedingly happy, Mr. Happy nice from the Mr. Men. Or there's the slightly more relaxed, friendly, Michael Palin niceness. Whatever niceness we're talking about, Mark is undisputably nice. He is, quite frankly, one of the nicest people I've ever known. Nicest, most approachable, most genuine people. In fact, I've never really known him to have an argument. Never really known him to strongly disagree with somebody, to get cross with them, to get irate, or to forcefully put his own view. Well, that's what I thought until I remembered New Year's Eve 2004. We'd been roaming the streets of York, enjoying its various pubs. We'd been to the York Brewery, we'd been to the Last Drop, we'd been to the Three-Legged Mare, we'd been all over the place. I rather sensibly had been drinking halves. I'm not very tolerant of alcohol, as you'll find when you buy me drinks later this evening. Mark, on the other hand, For every half that I had drunk, not believing that halves were for real men, was drinking a pint. And as the clock ticked towards midnight, as we wound our way towards York Minster, the centrepiece of York's New Year's Eve celebrations, alcohol, 12 pints of it, were beginning to take their toll on Mark. And as we found our way towards the Minster, he started to disagree with me. I'd say, it's this way. I said, no, it's not. I said, no, it's definitely this way. No, it's definitely not this way, it's this way. No, it's this way. And we wound our way from pillar to post until we found ourselves outside the south door of the Minster. With the bells beginning to chime, a few 30 seconds left to go. And I said, right, we can get there. We can get to the front of the Minster. It's 30 seconds this way to the left. He said, no, it's not. It's definitely not. It's this way. Come on, we're going. And he pulled me. He pulled me down away from the front of the Minster. And as the chimes tolled, there we were, standing alone, the snow drifting down in the middle of the graveyard. Mark does have an incredible belief that things will work out well, and that leads me on quite nicely to the second point. The second word I want to raise is the AA. Now, thankfully for me, I'm not talking about Alcoholics Anonymous, for it was I who first introduced Mark to the wonders of beer, and as many of you will know, he's never looked back since. No, what I'm talking about is the Automobile Association, that esteemed organisation that Mark has had a long and varied relationship with. As many of you will know, for a long time Mark drove a tank of a Volvo, and on many occasions the AA had to be called. It broke down in Temple Newsham Car Park, a stately home on the outskirts of Leeds, with myself, my sister, and her best friend in the back. It also broke down, I'm given to understand, in the car park at Glastonbury, and took 8 hours to get out. I particularly remember one occasion, driving down the A1, as we went down to see my parents in East Sussex, the bonnet of the car, and these things are pretty heavy on a Volvo, bouncing up and down as we drove down the road, the catch having broken on it. And Mark, after having secured it with bungee straps and padlocks, driving at breakneck speed down a side road, realising there was a bollard at the end of it and having to do an emergency stop, and thankfully not killing us. Mark really does have a great belief, and it's stood him in good stead in recent times. I think it will also stand him in good stead in his life together with his new wife. Now, there's one other quality that I couldn't leave without talking to you about. Mark is the most brilliant, dependable friend. The absolute archetype of what a friend should be. Totally reliable, always there when you need him. Mark has, as I'm sure he has for many other people, fixed my computer or helped me out on IT issues on no end of occasions. He did it at university. He still ends up doing it for me now. He's also had to drive me at some speed to hospital to see an ill relative. He didn't moan about it. He didn't think twice. It was no problem. And that's what's so wonderful about Mark. So reliable, so dependable, so loyal. And again, I think that's something that will be so important for him as he enters his marriage with Ching Ching. Now, 3 is a magic number, and perhaps I should stop there. 3 magic qualities of Mark. But I couldn't leave you without mentioning one other thing. Let me hold up a cue card. Picture of a sheep. Sheep. Now, I've already said that Mark came from Yorkshire and Welsh heritage. But that's not where the link with sheep comes from. At university, he was so bored doing chemistry, it being such an easy subject, not requiring much work, that he took to doodling in his lectures. And in fact, as you'll see if you go to the web archive, he produced this most wonderful website of sheep in various different poses. I'll leave it to your imagination exactly what they were, but it's quite interesting to see. Now, my main reason for saying this is it gives me an opportunity for a really tenuous link. Mark hasn't been a sheep when it's come to his choice of fiancée. I am absolutely delighted for Mark that he has found such a wonderful person in Ching. From the first time I saw them together in Glasgow a year ago, as we spent a few days together enjoying the sights and sounds of Scotland's second city, it was so obvious that they were truly in love. So close together, really understanding each other, perfectly matched. I've talked on for long enough today, but I'm sure you'll want to join me now in toasting Mr. and Mrs. Bowden, Mr. and Mrs. Mark and Ching Ching Bowden, wishing them a long, joyous and happy, a long and joyous life together. To Mark and Ching Ching. Right, that's not bad. And I did that totally without notes. So let's hope I can do it on the day. If anybody does listen to this, let me just take this opportunity to wish Mark and Ching Ching every happiness for their life together. Really looking forward to the wedding, and I'm so happy for the two of them.